had measles and I've had mumps and things like that. But I've never had any serious illnesses. And in fact, I've never had any serious illness all of my life, which I'm very thankful.
Hmm. How about the rest of your family?
My family as a whole, we're all hardy people. My father was a small man, but he was wiry, always right up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Were there any epidemics of contagious diseases when you were a boy? Or maybe not, maybe they didn't get to epidemics?
Not that I recall, no. Not that I recall. My father, when he was just a youngster, had smallpox. But, of course, that's way back. Of course, when he was just a youngster himself, I've heard him talk about it. Of course, he had some of the little marks on his face from the effects mm-hmm. of smallpox. And they, a long time ago, they were very serious. Mm-hmm. Of course, I guess now they... they don't consider them any fun, but then they're not as well. They've got better ways to handle all of our diseases we have now, and children used to have diphtheria. It was a terrible, serious disease, and a lot of children died from diphtheria. But anymore, why, they don't seem to have very much trouble controlling that, which I'm thankful for that too. The medical profession has come a long ways.
Oh, it has indeed.
Since I was a boy, that's right. And of course, all of us children were all vaccinated for smallpox and things like that, you know. But, like I said a while ago, I've never had any very, very serious. About the worst thing, I believe, that ever happened to me, of course, I was a man grown, was to myself and had a family. I got that blooming strep throat, and I'm telling you, I just don't ever want another siege of that.
Hmm.
And I'm telling you, it's no laughing matter. It was a sight. I didn't even know what was the matter with myself until I came down here to a doctor. You know, I had this terrific sore throat, mm-hmm. could hardly... Well, the doctor, when he examined me, looked in my throat, he said, "Man, I don't see how you can even talk." Well, I couldn't talk very good, but then I could talk good enough to tell him where I hurt and all about it. So he prescribed for me and told me what to do and went home, and I whipped it, got over. Never did have it anymore, and I hope I never do. Strep throat.
That's one I don't care to get.
I've had sore throat many a time when I was a child. But good gracious, I never thought anything about it. I'd come in all choked up from a cold, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother had plenty of old-fashioned remedies to take care of that, and so never thought very much about it.
Did you have any colds?
Oh, I was, I've always been susceptible to colds all my life. Yes, and I still am.
Yeah, I am too. I was.
But for us knowing anything about taking anything for it, like cold shots and things like that, of course, that wasn't even thought of when I was a youngster growing up. Now we've got cold shots and flu shots and all kinds of shots. Ha ha.